John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Excuse me.
Tim Allen joins us this morning to talk about his directorial debut and his new movie. I wonder if he's sick of hearing that Home Improvement theme everywhere he goes.
Oh, hey. If I could crawl through this phone, I would show you how sick I am.
Is it really? Are you just over it?
No, not over at all, because I have so many great friends because of it. Yeah, I have fans that still... fan bases and websites, and my family still sees it. My kid, up until about age 15, that's all the only show she watched. She had a computer, and I wouldn't put a TV in her bedroom. Don't ask me why, but we just didn't do that, and she didn't. And she watched Home Improvement and Friends, and I really preferred she watch Friends. I said, you got it. She knew the episodes better than I. She goes, this is the one where you and Al did this, or you and Wilson. I said, you got to stop this kid.
I have to tell you that I watch. I stumbled across, I don't know, like a behind-the-scenes E! Entertainment, you know, one of those, we're going to go back in time and go over every step of
the true Hollywood story.
The true Hollywood story.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I cried like a baby when y'all were on stage saying goodbye. I don't know what it was for me or whatever, but
He cried like Tebow.
Yes.
Hey.
I caught
it. It was literally both episodes when we redid that one, and with the last episode we did, it was the hardest 30 minutes I've ever had, because every time I get out in tool time, because I loved, and I put it in huge quotes, I loved doing that show.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that crew, my parking spot at Disney, the commissary, everything about that life I loved. And that last time when I said I was going to say, you know, does everyone know what time it is? And Debbie came downstairs. Every time I walked out, I get it there, and I get this groundswell of tears, and I'm really not that type of guy. Mm-hmm. And man, it was tough. That was a tough night.
I bet. It was an 8-year run, which, I mean, in sitcom television life is
it's an eternity.
Yeah, that's huge.
It was huge. And I said, thanks for bringing my mood to a dead halt. I'm going to just lay down for a little bit.
Tell us about the 10 City Comedy Tour. What's your stand-up like?
Well, I'm going to do a big concert tour. I've been wanting to go back on the road. I go to local comedy clubs in Los Angeles and pine a little bit, some of it a little bit, because I really had a great run as a stand-up, culminating really in selling my act to do Home Improvement, which is mostly my act. And at the same time, correspondingly, I finished directing a movie called Crazy on the Outside, as we'll talk about, with Sigourney Weaver, Ray Liotta, and J.K. Simmons, Gene Triplehorn. Just a great cast. And I started watching the test screenings we did, with the studio did here in Los Angeles. And I said, God, this is fun watching people watch this movie. And it occurred to me that this is what a way to introduce it 2 weeks before we premiere it, right after the holidays, January 8th. But what a great way to get some buzz going, or not, and have people take a look at it, and then give me a chance to come out and premiere both the movie and showcase a little bit of the comedy that I'll be doing next year. So I'm going to do about 20 minutes of comedy up front, and you get to watch the movie right after that.
That's a lot of pressure, too, if you sit down in the audience and watch the people react. Like, if they're reacting great to your comedy, but then the movie comes and it's really silent, or vice versa, like you just can't make them laugh, but they think the movie's huge, like you're kind of in a twisted emotional spot because they're both your babies.
To be totally frank with you, the studio, after I decided to do this for 10 cities and, you know, get some excitement going, and we all agreed, I really don't stay around. I'm there to show you the movie. We'll start it off. And then it's a little intimidating for both the director, actor, being me, and the audience to have me sitting in the back, because generally I'm a bad movie audience guy anyway. Because I'd be back there going, hey, pal, sit down. You can't take a pee right now.
Right. No
hey, more popcorn. This is the best part. Sit down.
Oh, believe me, I am the world's worst guy to see movies with, because I pick up. I didn't like that the Hulk's pants didn't explode along with him.
Yeah.
You know, the Hulk, he grew up and he got real big. How come his pants didn't burst?
Well, they did, but only the calves, because anything more than that was...
Well, no, why did the crotch? And I saw it with a whole bunch of kids from the YMCA. I took a bunch of my nephews, and... I said, that's fake. And I actually stood up and said, why are they, you know, making a joke. And all of the kids at once said, hey, Santa, sit down and shut up.
Hey, is the Wikipedia entry for you would tell us that your first entry into comedy was a dare. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. I worked at a kind of a high-end sporting goods store called The Sportsman in Michigan, and you know, selling Orvis fishing rods and North Face packs. And this one guy kept coming in who worked at a blueprint place. And both of us were real funny. And at one point, we were just killing each other. I was putting on, you know, Orvis gear and making jokes downstairs at the sporting good place. And he said, you're pretty funny. You should go to that open mic night. I'm not sure if the Punchline there in Atlanta ever did it for local comics. I bet you they do have. I can't remember because I worked there so many times.
There's so many. The Punchline, a lot of local comics have come through. And
well, that's where I started this place called the Comedy Castle in Detroit. And I just want, the guy said, that's, you know, you're so funny. Why don't you go do that comedy night? And I go, that's for punks or, you know, whatever you say when you're scared. And eventually he said, he almost did it almost exactly like, what are you, scared? Oh, man, don't call me scared.
Outside of Home Improvement, what project that you do would have you recognized the most?
Well, it's peculiar because Buzz Lightyear, definitely, if I'm walking around, if people get that voice. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like Home Improvement. It's still on. The Nickelodeon still plays it all the time. So I get people, and I don't mean to make fun because, you know, somebody doesn't know. I get people thinking it's still on, number one. I said, do you think I still have that guy that I play like an early, looks like my younger brother. You know, I'm definitely an older guy now, and I sported a Billy Ray Cyrus mullet in some of those where I thought I was being very fashionable.
The Buzz Lightyear voice thing has to trip kids out if you're just, you know, walking through the mall or, you know, and you talk to your family.
I'm in an elevator in New York City and this kid's kind of acting up. Mm-hmm. And I said, come on, Woody, one day you and Andy will be a bunch of friends sitting around a fire eating a couple of schmoes. And then the kid goes, he went into some sort of catatonic seizure. He was like, he thought that I had eaten Buzz Lightyear.
No way.
Why is that voice coming out of that ugly man?
That ugly man whose younger brother is on the Home Improvement show I watch on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Home Improvement guy's big brother ate Buzz Lightyear.
He ate Buzz Lightyear. Quick run. Flee, everyone.
So I was on the fence about asking you this question because you're talking to the Burt Show in Atlanta, and the Burt part of the Burt Show is not here.
He's
home.
He's out sick today.
He's homesick. And
what? I had no idea.
Oh, now you're gone, right? You know,
I will see you people later.
So I know because I just traded text message. He's sound asleep and his phone's off. If we dialed his number, he has a son who is 7 years old and is obviously a huge Buzz Lightyear fan. His son's name is Hayden. Would you be able to leave Hayden a voicemail that Bert? I mean, it'll make Bert's world. It'll make Hayden's world.
As Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. Would you leave him a voicemail?
Disney will bill you at the end of the day for about $11,000, but certainly I will do it.
Well, okay. You can
send
Bert.
A bill to Bert.
It's fine. Okay.
I got to be honest with you. I'm worried about what Bert's ring back is.
Hayden, right?
Yes.
Hayden
yes.
is his son.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Here we go. Sorry about this, Buzz.
Hi, this is Bert. Thanks a lot for calling my mobile phone, but I'm not around right now to take your call. So go ahead and leave a message and leave your phone number, even if you think I have it, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I can. Thanks a lot for calling. Bye-bye.
Your message will be transcribed by PhoneTag.com. Please speak clearly.
To infinity.
And beyond.
Hayden, this message is for you, not for your dad. This is Buzz Lightyear. Woody, get back. Woody, over there. We're preparing ourselves for Toy Story 3, Hayden. Can't wait for you to come to the theater and see it. Right now, I want you to eat your vegetables and make your bed. I've got to get to the evil Emperor Zurg. So sign it off. Goodbye, Hayden.
Oh, yes! So
you have no idea how much you just saved Bert on Christmas gift money. Like, you send the $11,000 bill to him, he will pay it.
Are you excited about Toy Story 3 coming out?
It's coming out just, Disney will hate me, but I think June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cool.
In June. It's going to be right after my birthday, which is the 13th.
Tell us about Crazy on the Outside and your directorial debut.
Well, it was a great script. Read it about 3 years ago. What we did at my production office is a table read to get actors around. And all of a sudden, it was the funniest script I'd read. However, mature in theme. So the Disney guys, once we got around to it, they kind of said they had other stuff on the docket. And we have Wild Hogs coming. They'd rather not put it under the Disney name. I loved it. So I talked to a buddy of mine, Kevin Costner, who's done this before. And he said, you could get private financing. And my company financed it, and I got Sigourney Weaver to play my sister in it. And it's just an adult comedy, and it's a laugh all the way through a movie. And there's some nice drama in it that the actors did. It's a Pillet and Peasley script, and it's just a marvelous, real funny script. Adult themes, but a PG-13. There's I think one F bomb in it, and that's it.
As you come into a project like this as a first time director, do you the day before the first day of shooting, do you go to bed nervous?
Man, I tell you what, I it wasn't that point. It was when I stood on set, and I've been doing movies almost for 15 years, 20 years, and I get into these. I get on set, and there's like 40 people, and they all stop talking. Everybody slowly, it's like out of a movie scene, this. They all start looking at me. And everybody quiets down, and there was a moment of flop sweat where my mind goes, I think I'm supposed to say something right now.
Yeah, they're like, come on, Tool Boy, direct us.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly the joke I use. Come on, Tool Boy, who's the funny man now? And it was so scary to those first words. How do you begin? How do you begin a thesis paper? I used to hate English thesis papers because I sat at a desk where that just, how do you start it? And so I just, what came out was, okay, from the top. From the top. It's like doing stand-up to me. I love the project, so I'm going to come to Atlanta and show people. And, you know, if you like it, fine. If not, it's a Tom Hanks movie.
My fear is with Ray Liotta in it, who's always, to me, mm-hmm. Henry Hill and Goodfellas, that if you do something wrong, that you're going to end up whacked.
Yeah. There's one scene where I finally have to face down what my decision with him, and he goes, if you're going to hurt me, hurt me. I go, Ray, we're shooting a movie here. I'm not going to hurt you. Because you can't? Okay, Ray. Because I have to actually muscle him to the ground. And he kept saying, I'm not moving. And he wouldn't move unless I literally threw him to the ground.
Well, you're obviously very excited about the movie, and we're very excited that you chose Atlanta as one of the cities to bring it to, starting it out with your stand-up. We'll put all the information up on our website. We appreciate the time, and we definitely appreciate the Buzz Lightyear voice.
Yes,
that was awesome.
This is The Bert Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.